But in the meantime, I want to just get an update from Joburg Water on what the situation is, because we've seen huge issues with water supply in Joburg. Joburg Water deploying 18 water tankers at least to supply areas that have been heavily impacted by this water shortage. And a lot of this is to do because of a pump failure at Rand Water's Akenhof pump station earlier this week. Puleng Mopedi is the Joburg Water spokesperson. Puleng, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What is the latest in terms of supply to those areas in the south of Joburg that have been without water for several days now?
Good afternoon. The status is that we are continuing with providing alternative supply with these areas that are heavily impacted, particularly those under the Crown Gardens system, which is the reservoir as well as the towers. The towers this morning were still empty, with the reservoir sitting at only 1.6 meters. So we continue to provide water tankers in those areas. And we've moved some of the water tankers that we're supplying in the other areas yesterday. We've moved those to service the Crown Garden zone.
What is the communication in terms of when this problem is going to be sorted out? I mean, my understanding is that, you know, Rand Water supplies Joburg Water. It is the Akenhof pump station that is creating this problem. What is your assessment of when this will actually be sorted out?
Unfortunately, it's quite difficult to say, because with a system, it depends. It might take about a week. If you look at the areas in the commander system, which is the Brixton, Crosby and Hurstville areas, that for those systems to recover, it takes about 2 weeks. But with the Crown Gardens, it can take about a week. And we are in communication with Rand Water just for them to investigate what is the cause of this low water inflow into our infrastructure. Mm.
Puleng, this is an area that is often beset by problems because of where it is and the geography. We know also that the Rahima Musa Mother and Child Hospital, the Head and Joseph Hospitals fall into that area as well. And it's never good to have a failure in consistency of water supply there. How do we solve this problem long term so it doesn't keep happening?
To solve it in the long term, it's quite a complex question, because as you've mentioned, that this is a dependency on the bulk supplier. So when they have a power failure that's affecting the treatment plant that's supplying our system, then it's quite difficult to say. They might restore theirs in an hour, 2 or 3, 4 hours, but then from our side, the demand is high, and the residents, when they consume more and with nothing that's getting into our system, it becomes a problem. Hence, I say it can take about a week for the Crown Gardens and Commander system. It takes normally about 2 weeks.
Puleng, thank you very much. Puleng Mopedi, the Joburg Water spokesperson, giving us an update there. We know that some of those areas in the south of Joburg have been without water for over 10 days because of this malfunctioning. And it is Rand Water. They are the bulk water supplier to Joburg Water. So it makes it very difficult for anyone to really take responsibility here.